Welcome to the Safety Culture Excellence Podcast, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the experts in achieving excellence in safety leadership, performance, and culture. And now your host, John M. Galloway.
It is incredible to me how tenaciously old thinking clings to the safety community. I continue to hear pundits assert that confrontation is a key skill of creating a safety culture. Unless you want a confrontational culture, I couldn't disagree more if they were twice as wrong. So, why do you not want to make confrontation a common skill and a key part of your culture? Because confrontation is a stopping tool. If you cling to the old idea that safety is getting workers to stop taking risks, then you tend to think this way. Workers get hurt because they take risks. Workers are the problem with safety. Fix the workers and you will fix safety. However, if you can't grasp the concept that workers don't want to get hurt and that they are the customers of your safety programs, then you will think differently. Accidents happen because of risks. Safety needs to help management identify and remove or reduce risks where possible. Safety needs to help workers identify and deal with the remaining risks efficiently. Workers need to help each other practice taking precautions around the remaining risks. The key skill of safety is coaching, not confronting. Safety is about starting excellence, not stopping stupid risk-taking. If you continue to think about safety the way you always have, you will do as you have always done and produce the same results you always have. Get away from confrontational thinking and embrace the concepts of safety excellence.
Employee engagement and safety is key to success in any organization. Our intensive three-day Lean BBS certification workshop will allow you to internally customize a program to your culture, minimizing resistance and engaging workers. For more details, visit leanbbs.com.